The following shiur has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Hen Shabbas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The following shiur has been presented by Reb Shraga Kalus, Pesach and Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The sugyan daf chavav medalev chamed beis mevur kama v'kama halachas gedolos in Nedarim and Shavuos in general, very practical, Negeya L'maisa. The first halacha, which we encounter over here, is that a person who is Gomar Beliba, Yitzach Shiyosi Bitzvasov. This is the very important halacha, that the only time a Shavuos Chal or Nedus Chal is if a person was Moitzi the Shavuah Bepeh. He set out the Shavuah because the Pasuk says Levate B'Sasayim, and the Shavuah is not Chal until he actually takes it out of his mouth. Mashenkein, if you just thought about it, it's not enough. And same with the Neder, Ein a Neder Neser, B'davar Shenaser Al Atzmai, actually Yaitzi B'Sfasov. It has to be that it comes out of his mouth. It's the first side of a Shavuah in the Darim. It has to be that he speaks out the Neder, he has to say the Neder, he has to say the Shavuah. And if he doesn't say the Shavuah, so then it's not Chal the Neder. That's one halacha. Another halacha is that it has to be in a piv liba shavim, whatever he's thinking in his lave, it has to come out of his mouth. And if he's thinking differently in his lave, then it also won't be chal. And that's why we saw a different halacha, that if a person was gomer beliba, he wanted to say the words paschitin, he wanted to aser on himself paschitin, and by accident he said the words patsa oirim. So then the halacha lemaisin, that's paschitin in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, also in Reish Lamites and Simon Reish Yud, that if he says out the wrong thing, so then it's not chal either of them. Neither of them are chal. If he had in zin, he had in das to say paschitim, and the words that came out were pasoirim, so then neither are chal. However, if he had in mind to say paschitim, and what came out of his mouth was pas stam, in other words, his das was to aser wheat bread, and what came out of his mouth was pas, so then that shvu is takachal. And it'll be chal klape paschitim, and it'll be also for him to eat paschitim. Oh. Lamaisa, this opens up for us a very big sugya, which, are there any nidarim that are chal in zin? Are there any shvuas that are chal in his mind, in his das, if he has das to ask certain things on himself? So we see in Agamar that l'chayr in the darim and shvuas, not chal b'machshava, you have to have a bitris v'sayim. However, we know, Apidah Gemara Kedushin and Erechin in many places, that there are certain nidarim that are chal in his mind, there are certain shvuas that are chal in a person's mind. And for example, the classic case is a korban, a prakol nediv lev. If a person has das zin to aser on himself or to create a korban and make a halos kedusha on a certain korban on a certain animal, so then that's takachal b'machshava mikach gzeres hakasif. The other famous case that's a big nidin in the paiskim is a person who asers b'machshava on himself. He thinks about a tainus. He wants to make a tainus for himself tomorrow. He wants to fast tomorrow. So such a thing, such an iser, he could also make in machshava. This is a machlekes. Many paiskim hold that a tainus is chal b'machshava. The Mishnah Berurah brings down such a sheet in Siman Tavkuf Samach Beis, that even a tainus, if he thinks to aser tomorrow, that he wants to fast tomorrow, even that could be chal b'machshava. Now the reason is, the Chassam Sofer explains in one place, is that just like a korban, the person is be'etzim, it's supposed to be him, like the Ramban explains, that he's giving up his body, he's giving up the animal in his place, but really he's willing to give up his neshama for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when a tainus, what is the kapar of a tainus? The person, he doesn't eat the whole day, and he gives his fats and his whole body, he gives to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So ki'ilu, he's been cutting the korban, his not eating is in the place of the korban, and he sacrifices of himself, and such a thing is chal b'machshava. Another case, we'll see Bez Hashem some afkaminas in a moment. There's a third case of where we find that the chayim say the paiskim that is also chal b'machshava. Al pi the Gemara Rosh Hashanah beficha zu tzedaka, that tzedaka is also a type of a neder that could be chal b'machshava. A person who has das that he wants to give tzedaka, that also could be chal b'machshava. And we'll see Bez Hashem soon the nafkaminas of this statement. It's a machlekes, but the Ramah Bemis Paskins like that in Yodaya, that in Yodaya, in Ramesh and Ches, in Tzifi Gimel, and even in Chesh and Mishpat, in Ramesh and Beis, in Tzif Ches, that staka could be chal b'machshava when a person thinks to give tzedakah, that already could be mechayivim to have to give the tzedakah. Another case, again, not as common nowadays, at least in Eretz Yisrael, it's a bit more common, is a person who has a machshava on trumas and maestris. So that's also, that also could be mechayivim through a machshava. Now let's try and take these cases one by one and go through them. Practical nafkaminas, the maisa, which nadarim are mechal b'machshava, without a bita sasayim, again, that normally you need a bita sasayim, and the person thinks to himself, that's it, I want to atzer up this chair on me, I'm not sitting on this chair, and he swears in his head that he's never sitting on this chair. It's not chal b'chlal, it's mutter gamer. And the shayla becomes, what about all these other cases? So, Pasha, before we start, I just want to mention that when we say that neder and shvu are not chal b'machshava at all, and what about ksiva? What about in writing? So many paiskim hold that the only time a shvu is chal is kimavur na gemara would have beat this asayim. But even if he were to write the shvu or write the neder, so then it's worthless. And such a shvu, taka wouldn't be chal. And this is maisa the sheet of the Shav Yankiv in Memtes. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a long arichas de ketshuva about this. If ksiva is considered kedibur dami, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, he's writing this shvu apparently during Sheva Brachas to his uncle. And Lemaisi, he's masik that avada ksiva is not kedibur, and therefore, even if he were to koisiv a shvu, he swears, you know, on a document which could be negay nowadays. You know, he swears that everything he's saying is true. It could be such a thing. It's not. It could be there's an issue of lying, but there's no inyan akopanim. It's not a shvua, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, Rosh Lema Kluger Lemaisa does say in the Truvas Elif Lachashleima and Yodaya in the end of Reish Mem Gimel that nowadays we find in Psak Halacha, in many cases in Siman Reish Hey, we find in Yoredei and Reish Gimel, we find a lot of cases that even Nedarim and Shvuah that are not Chal, a lot of times we're Machmir and we don't allow a person to be over on his Shvuah without a Hatara, if he's an Amaretz especially, and therefore he ends off Chalila to be over on the Shvuah that you wrote down Biksav without a Hatara. And I'll be moisif that the Chachmas Adam in Klal Kufalif, Simchot said that if the person, when he wrote this Shvu and this Neder, he thought that it was Taker Usser, he didn't know all this Lamdis, that you have to be Mevatebis Vesayin, that you have to say it with your mouth, he thought that the Ksiva is maybe Kediber, and he was over on a Shvua that he had written down, this Shvua. So then the Chachmas Adam says, we give him Makas Mardis, because it's just like the famous Pasuk in Parshas Matis, Bashem Yislach Lo, that when a person thought that he's doing a Veira Ayin in the Gemara Kedushin, that he thought he's doing an Avera, and at the end of the day it really wasn't an Avera, so then he requires a Kapara over here also. He thought he's doing an Avera, and he wasn't really doing an Avera, so Itaka requires a Kapara. Now, there are some Paiskim, the Chavastas, and the Chasim Sefer is a bit mashma, that if a person is right to Shvua, then it could be There is an aspect of a shvu that's chal, but the mindset of the ikar sheet is a paiskim that it's not chal, but definitely one should avoid it, and definitely if one does it, he should do a hatara. The other type of shvua, neder, which is somewhat in the realms of machshava, which is a big meduber in the paiskim, a big nidah in the paiskim, is a person that has a dream that he made a neder, or he has a dream that he made a shvua. And does he have to be chayshish for such a dream, for such a shvua? Does he have to be over on the shvua? Is he allowed to be over on the shvua? Does he require a tara? So then it's the shuvas harosh and klal ches and simin yud aleph. It has to do with the gemara in nedarim chesam and beis and the gemara in sanhedrin lamed amud aleph. Basically, and this is all brought, of course, in the Beis Yosef and Simin Reish Yod, they hold that you do not require Hatara. However, the Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Aleph, Simin Tafresh Samaches, says that if a person had a neder in a dream, he requires Hatara, and he's not allowed to be over on a Shvua, unless he's matir the Shvua. The Hezber of this is Amak Ma'id, exactly why L'chayr, he didn't speak for real, he spoke in a dream, and anybody who would like to further Marmik Haidus on this should take a look in the Emek Shaila of in the Shilta Chavtes Ois Tes Vav, and there's a Tshuva Tashbeit about this Chelek Beis Kuf Chav Ches, but it's beyond the scope of our Nidin over here. But I'll call him, there are Paiskim that hold that Lemaisa he requires Atara, and this is really the Psak of the Ramah in Simin Reish Yod, Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Yod, Siv Bei says that you're supposed to be choishish for this shita l'chatchila, and that you're supposed to do a hatara. L'chatchila, you're supposed to do a hatara. Not only that, there are my ads, you should try and do it in front of 10 people. And not just on 10 people. You should do this hatara of Yeshua in front of 10 people that are malumid in mikra, that they know a little bit. If you can't find anybody, Lamaisa B'dieved, the Chacham Sadam, the Ramar, Mekel, even with three people, but that L'chayra person shouldn't just be over on his nether, and he should find people to do Atara of the nether. There's even a Shail in the Paiskim if he was made a Chaloim. In his Chaloim, he made a nether to be Mazaris himself to do a mitzvah, and many Paiskim, including the Radbaz, and this is brought in the Pisrei Chuvin, where should hold that you cannot do Ataras Nadarim, because it's the Torah, the Shemayim, that's trying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be Mazaris you to do this Kiyum mitzvah, and therefore, Yudavka should not be Matir such a nether. And Yishitaka be Mekayim the nether, and it could be a Torah wouldn't even work, the Pitzchei Tshuva brings down from the Chosim Seifer, because this is the Shemayim that's requiring you to do this. However, if a person sees he's being Nichshol, and he's not able to hold up to his nether, it's too much for him, so there are Paiskim, it's also the Tshuva Shai, and others, the Pnei Beivin discusses this in Yorday and Shinvav, that a person, his case over there is a person that was made a nether in a dream that he's going to never be Messiah in his tefillin, he's going to always have das on his tefillin, and he saw it was too much, he's being over on his nether, so therefore he could be matir the nether, but look at Chilo, he shouldn't be matir the nether, because the Shemayim are giving him a hint, or a simen, or remez, that he is... That wants him to be more medactic in this. Now, one has to know that if he thought about these in Yonim during the day, especially after he heard this shir, so there could be, there is no mamashis to his nether or his shvu, and therefore he should ask a shayla, could be, he wouldn't require a hataras nadarim, he would, al-kapan be allowed to do hataras nadarim in such case, it could be he wouldn't even need hataras nadarim in such a case. The price can discuss, the Chabina, Chasim Seifer, what happens if he had a dream that he did a mitzvah, In the dream he did a mitzvah. So then already, that is not mechayiv him. That's not considered a nether. Oh, now lemaisa, another nekuda is that if in his dream he had a dream and he was menader, he gave a shvua, a nether to do a maisa chasidus or a precious, you know, he said he'll do certain anhagas toivis and precious, but not a mitzvah, then the Chasim Seifer says you certainly are allowed to be matir such a nether, even though we said before that you cannot matir, that it's better not to be matir a nether in a dream that was a mitzvah, to do a certain mitzvah, but a nether in a dream to do a Maisa Chassidus, that you could be Nishba. That you could be, excuse me, Matir. The Paiskim discussed, or Chaim Palaji, they discussed what happens if a person was Nishba in his mitzvah, in his dream, to be over on an Aveira, to be Mavakal a mitzvah. And we know that that's Chal B'Koilel. In the Paiskim say that Avada, this doesn't need a Taras Nadarim, and that dream is Dvarim B'Telim, and he doesn't need a Taras Nadarim if he had an Eder to be Mavakal a mitzvah. Oh, it's even it's so interesting to see a person is nishpa he had a shvuah shav in his dream. He made a shvuah that a stone is a stone or a tree is a tree. So in such a case, the many paiskim say he requires atara. He should do ataras nedarim in such a case. The paiskim discuss what happens if in the dream that he made the nether. So then there was a shayver betzidai. They in the same dream he got atara. So some say, well, we know that every dream has Dvarim B'Telem. So maybe this is the Dvarim B'Telem, that there was Atar on his nether. And others say that, no, that about the, if in the dream itself he had Atara, so then such a dream, such a nether from a dream, he wouldn't have to keep a major savior on the whole topic is, you know, this whole issue can get very problematic. If people start dreaming about you, that they dream that you were menader, that you made a shavua, so then you would have to keep that nether also. You'd have to, akopanim, you'd have to be matir that nether, the price can say. So, you know, this is a big problem. You know, is there any aitzah? So there is really, a lot of price can say, many price can say that the moisim madah that we do at the beginning of the year, in the beginning of the year, we make the Mesiris Madah and the Kol Nidre, that any dream that I dream this year, any neder I make in a dream, should be batal. And a lot of points can say that the Madah works. Now, even though we're not necessarily so samech on this Madah, but Klape this, which is already Shaila in the first place, how did such a neder work? It's a neder in a dream, and it's L'chayr ben Machshava, etc., and all the Shaila of the Paiskim. If a person says the Kol Nidre in the beginning of the year with the Meiser Madah, which L'maisa Bizmanenu, everybody does, so this is a grace of Savior, and there's no chashash neder in these nedarim. And he would be able, technically, to be over on his neder from his dream, even without a hatara. Now, to go back into the sugya a little bit of mitzvahs and machshavas, that if a person has a kabbalas tainus, so we explained in his head, even in his lave, a kabbalas tainus is something that could be chal the lave. The machshava. Many paiskim say that this is dafka bitztaka and tainis. The way we explained before, by tztaka we have a pasik, the fichas bitztaka, or by tainis we explained that perhaps it's like a korban, that these are the only things that are chal b'machshava. But in shar mitzvahs, all other mitzvahs, that a neder can only be made ayidei adibur. And this is really the sheet of the Shar Tshuva and the Maram Shik, that only tainus do we say this on, but no other mitzvah. Now, it is yadua that the Chasam Sofer held not like that, and he held that bichlal, even if a person has a machshava of any mitzvah, it could be itzchal. And l'maisa, though, it's a big chiddush. It's certainly recommendable to avoid it, but mikardin, pashtus, if he has das to do a mitzvah, it's not going to be chal, such a shvua, unless it's that to do tainus or to do tzedaka. The Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva in Yerdei Chelek Aleph Kuf Chav Zayin is mashma that clearly the only question of these paiskim is if it's a mitzvah, but if it's on Hagat Toivah like a mitzvah chasidis or a precious, certainly that won't be chal b'machshava. But again, the Ikar Halacha we take on is that none of these are chal b'machshava, none of these types of hanhagas are chal b'machshava, and even mitzvahs aren't chal b'machshava, chutz from tztok and tainis. Which just brings us to our last Indian, is the ones that are chal b'machshava, like tzedakah. So that lemais again, like we said, the Ramah is machriya in your day, Rish and Ches, that tzedakah is chal b'das. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan explains over here, does that mean that, you know, anytime I pass a sign and I say to myself, I really want to give, that already it's mechayiv me to give tzedakah and how much, etc. So the Rav Shulchan says a big aside, that Avada, it had to be that he had a gemar das in his lave. In his lave he said, in his heart, I want to give such and such, and he's gemar das. Not just he saw a sign, he said, it would be a nice thing to give, and he sees a big Indian. It has to be with gemar das that he wants to give tzedakah. Now, the lemaisa, it doesn't have to be he was goyim das, he wants to give tzedakah to a certain person. But if he was goyim das, that I want to give $100, and I'm being mafrich $100 when I come home, that would be mechayiv him. He would be chayiv to give this money. Some paiskim hold, the Chasam Sofer included, hold that you can actually force the person. If you know that he made this neder b'machshava, then it's mamash, you can force him to give. He's being over on a mitzvah deraisa otherwise, of not giving the tzedakah money that he has to give. And the Paiskim do say, again, Chashulchan included, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that it had to be he was Goymer's Das to give a specific amount of money. Right? If he just said, I'm giving money, so that's not enough. It has to be in his head that he had specific Das to give a certain amount of money. That shows the Hachlata Gemura. What's very negay is that you have sometimes a person who walks around the base medrash or the shul and he's collecting tzedakah, and you have in your mind, you have that in zin that you want to give him, half a quarter, half a shekel, whatever it is, whichever country you're in, and then the guy walks by. And now you have this quarter in your pocket, and what are you going to do with it? L'chayra tzchala neder. And you have to give the money, because since in Machshava, in your Das, you had intention to give it. And like we said, even though normally by Shavuos, you need a Bitris Vasayim, but by Tzedakah, there's a special Gzeres HaKosev that you don't need. It's enough to have in Zin. Now, Lemaisa, okay, you can say, what's the big deal? Says, you'll just give it. But first of all, this can become very problematic. A person's in the middle of davening, somebody walks by, you had Das to give, etc. So, there's two nekudas here. Number one, is that there are paiskim that say, that, or akoponim, at least a person should at least think this from now on, that most people, when they give this money, when they have this, when they take the quarter, they set aside the quarter, their das is that, or dollar, whatever they're setting aside, their das is that, I'm only giving it to him, akama that he takes it. Akama that the person takes the money, then I'm giving it. Akama that he, you know, walked by too fast and I wasn't able to give it him, so then I didn't have das. And this would be ki'ilu, a nether al tnai, or it's a shvua with, it's a nether without a nether b'toyis. I never planned on giving it to him if I'm going to have to run after him. Lemaisa, if a person is nervous, he should think this, you know, from now on. That's what he should think. That when he's giving it, he's only giving it if the person actually takes it. Then Nevada is such a nether, there was no nether chal. If the person didn't wind up taking it, my nether was only come, he would take it. The other solution is that Lemaisa, even though normally we know to be Mishanami Tzedakah L'Tzedakah, to give from one Tzedakah to another Tzedakah, there's a whole shayla in the Paiskim, incineration in Ches. But when it comes to a nether b'machshava, there are many paiskim that hold that you're permitted to give from one ani to a different ani. If you only had das b'machshava to give to a specific ani, so then al kapani you can mishana that ani to a different ani, which would be the eighth over here. Just give that quarter, the dollar, to the next ani that comes by. To end off, there's one case that the paiskim discuss, very interesting case, which brings out all the argamar today. Is there was a person, the Shevet Halevi has a tshuva about this in Chelek Ches and Simon Kuf Lamed and the Knei Boisim, Rabbi Bransdorf, Zech Tzadik Levroche, in Chelek Aleph, or Chaim, where in Simon Lama Gimel, where he discusses that there was a person who was mekabel in his das to make a tainus. Now we saw that a tainus is chal b'das, and he had das at mincha time that he wants to have the case was that he actually spoke it out. That he had he set out the first that he wants to be in a tainus tomorrow. Now his original das was he really only wanted to be in a tainus for half a day. But the words that came out of his mouth were hareini b'tainus lamacher, that I am going to fast tomorrow. And the shaila became that, l'chaira, can we say over here that his piv v'liv weren't shoven? He spoke out, I want to be in a tainus tomorrow, and he really didn't. He wanted to be in a tainus for half a day. So the shaila is it galus kabbalah tomorrow on a full day, on a half a day, maybe not at all? And the Ramai Bronzov has a tshuva really based mamish on our gemara, and he said that l'chayra when a person had belief, l'sanes the when he had in mind to be misane only half a day, so such a tainus is not called a tainus in halacha. We know in halacha in Tavkuf Samach Beis that a tainus l'shoyes is not called a tainus bechlal. And therefore, what should come out is that if in his das was one thing, and in his mouth was a different thing, so then it's considered pivalibai aren't shava, and the nether's not chal. But my Bransdorf, he compares this to the case of our Gemara, that a person was thinking paslitim, and what came out of his mouth was pasoirim, and then avada the nether's not chal at all. And on both in Yonim, on both both foods, who had been over here, his nether was to fast for a whole day. That the words that came out of his mouth is, I'll be in a tainus. The stam word tainus, the only thing that's called a tainus is a full day. And therefore, when he was thinking in his head was a half a day, and that's not a tainus at all. So therefore, it's a total direct stira to what's in his mouth. And therefore, neither of them are chal. He asks to himself, l'chaira, you could compare this, and really the Shevet Halevi says that it's not true. It's comparable more to the case of where a person had in zin to paschitim, white bread, wheat bread, and what came out of his mouth was, I will not eat bread, right? So then in such a case, the halacha is that it is chal klape paschitin. It is chal. We say that since it's not a steer to what he's thinking in his lathe, and the lathe could be mefarish. And the lathe was thinking wheat bread, and what came out of his mouth was bread, so therefore we say that his nether was on bread, so says the Shevet Halevi, why don't you say the same thing over here? That when a person says, I want to fast tomorrow, so in his lathe, he was thinking for half a day, so then the tainus should be chal at least on half a day, and that's really the psak taka of the Shevet Halevi. The Knei Boisim, or my Bronzov, is not mekabelis. He says it's not doyme bechlal, because as we explained, when a person says tainus, the definition of tainus is a whole day. There's no such thing as a tainus for half a day. If he could be makabel to not eat for half a day, but it's not called tainus bechlal. And therefore, this Kabbalah is a direct stira to what he was thinking in his mind. His Kabbalah of a full day is his direct stira to what he's thinking in mind of half a day, and therefore it's not Daima, it's considered a Kabbalah Batayas, and it's not Chal. He does ask that maybe he'll say that safe in his mind, he was thinking it, and we just saw, we got over saying the whole time that if a person thinks a tainis is chal b'machshava. So why don't we say that at least the tainis should be chal for half a day, because in his mind he was thinking that I want to fast for half a day. But that already, of course, we know that's the grace of Yisai brought in Yeridaya, also in Shinomad Aleph, in Memhei, in Memvav, is that if he had in Das, which is also a P'yar Gemara, that if he had in Zin that he wanted to be Maitzi, the Shvua B'peh, he didn't want to make this shvua, this neder, with machshava. He had in zin and that, that it's gonna, he's gonna say out the neder, so then it's not chal the neder until he actually is maitzit bepeh, and that which he was thinking was not enough. So here, he didn't have in das to be mechayiv himself with the machshava belief. He davka in das that it should be chal only when he's mevatei besvesayim, and here everyone agrees that it won't be chal until he's mevatei besvesayim, until he says the words out of his mouth, and since the words that came out of his mouth are stira to what he was thinking, so therefore it becomes piv liba neshava, and therefore this person does not have to fast at all.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.